This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat?
We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
LGBTQI plus youth organisation Minus 18 recently shared with followers on social media that anti-LGBT hate groups have been attacking their queer youth formals. And usually Minus 18 stays pretty quiet about these attacks as they focus on protecting and shielding young queer people from hate, but have decided to speak out. Alvi Ahmed is Minus 18's insights and analytics lead. Alvi, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What have the recent attacks been about, and why have you felt it was important to talk about what's been happening?
Yeah, so long story short, you really captured it right there. We became aware of anti-LGBTQIA plus groups who had rallied to their followers to attack Queer Formal Melbourne. It's an annual event that we put on for queer young people. We know that school formals are so important and it's a rite of passage, and many queer young people don't feel supported or safe to attend their own one, which is why these formals are so important. They had basically told their members to register for all the free tickets so that queer young people couldn't attend. Fortunately enough, though, we did have a plan for these types of attacks, and we always do with our internal processes. And so after our review, we're able to be confident that all of the tickets that we did have did go to queer young people and for those who needed them the most. So, whilst it is and it was a really terrible incident, we were really overwhelmed by the response from community and from our partners and everyone really who really rallied behind us with this queer formal.
And it's sad though, because formals should be so much fun and we don't want them tainted with hatred or anything like this. So, well, how did it go? You had a formal on Saturday. How did that go?
Yeah, well, as I said, as much hate that we did receive from the anti-LGBTQIA+ groups, we received so much more love and kindness from the community, and the response was so, so amazing. Basically, after the post, we had so many people reach out to us and talk to us about how the queer formals were important for their children. We had parents reach out to us, we had carers and friends. Also talking about their experiences from queer formals. So, we were able to put on the night, and we especially want to thank the Rainbow Community Angels, who were a community-led safety initiative who formed a guard of honour in front of the queer formal at the NGV on Saturday. They had their giant wings out, they were dancing, and the young people were all lined up behind them, kept safe from the public. So many of our young people have told us that they just found the entrance to the queer formal just so vibey, and they felt right at home and really safe from the entry point. So it was a huge success. We had over 800 young people attend. It's our biggest queer formal to date, and we couldn't have done it without the support of the community.
And did you get any feedback from the 800 attendees afterwards? Did they have a good time?
Absolutely. They had such a good time. It was our biggest queer formal yet. We had Queen Kwong from RuPaul's Drag Race also hosting the entire event, who did such a spectacular job. And we had so many people and performers involved. So they had a great time. We have drag performances, friendship making activities, scavenger hunts, and a load of activities for young people to do. So yeah, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
We're chatting with Alvi Ahmed, Minus 18's insights and analytics lead about queer formals and a new national survey that has just been launched. Tell us a little bit about that survey.
That's right. So I think in light of kind of the purpose for queer formal, which is about, creating these safe spaces, we're really looking at our next queer formal, which is going to be in Adelaide, and our next event, which is in Wear It Purple for our Pride Party in August. Wear It Purple is obviously all about elevating young people. And so in light of that, we launched hot off the press, Queer Youth Now, a new survey, a national survey of LGBTQIA plus youth voice in Australia. It's really looking to address the limited national up-to-date data that exists on the experience of queer young people in Australia. As we just talked about, it's so important that we understand the experiences of queer young people in the current context and amplify their voices. So yeah, we made a survey for young people aged 13 to 25. We did this in consultation with a host of community organisations and, of course, queer young people themselves. So we're hoping to gather the data and amplify their voices to create a report for the sector and to the public about what queer young people care about and what matters to them most.
Alvi, sounds fabulous. When do you expect the report to be available?
We expect it to be available by next year. So yeah, look out for it in 2025. But the survey is live now, and it's open for anyone who's aged 13 to 25. So we'd love for anyone who is listening to share it with your youth networks.
So if anyone is listening, we want people to go and fill it out. How do we go and do it? Where is it?
Absolutely. So in the words of Sabrina Carpenter, I will say, please, please, please do share the survey. It is available on our website, www.minus18.org.au. If you are connected with any queer youth groups, or you're a parent, or you have young people around you, you can share it. If you are a queer young person, 13 to 25, you can jump onto our website and do the survey today. We also have a messaging guide up there on the website with promotional assets, social media tiles and banners, you name it, anything you need as well. You can get in touch with me at queeryouthnow@minus18.org.au.
Alvy, great to chat with you, and congratulations on such a fun event on the weekend.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you so much. That's Alvy Ahmed, Minus 18's Insights and Analytics Lead. Don't forget that website if you'd like to fill out that national survey of LGBTQIA plus youth voices is minus18.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.